106.1.
Living that healthy lifestyle show. It's divine. It's your empowerment time.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. This is Living a Healthy Lifestyle Show, and I am Carrie Kay, your holistic health coach, and I'm on here every single Tuesday at 3 o'clock to talk to you about health news, to talk to you about how you can turn your health around like I did. It's pretty amazing. This show started about 2 years ago on Facebook, and we brought it on radio. We're so excited to be on here. Want to thank Dawn Reese with Miracle Stories and Hollywood Connections that she has made us a part of her show. And this is the beauty and health wellness segment. And I have a special guest on today that I've actually interviewed before. And he basically did a test on me, or the company did, Eucari. And we're going to go over the results today. So these are food tolerance tests. So we're going to be talking a little bit today about some of the foods and some of the things that he found from this test that I took, which is just $69 for this test to see what your food tolerances are. Isn't that correct, Russ?
Yep.
Yeah, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on again.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right. So tell me a little bit about yourself, though, where you're from, what's your family, and you got involved with this scientific thing of the body. It's really awesome. Tell me all about it.
Well, I was born in Cleveland, Ohio, and my parents migrated over to Woodstock, New York. Eventually, I stayed there till almost all my high school. I moved down to Florida my senior year of high school, down to Central Florida, and then, as you mentioned last time, I was in Army, so after high school, I joined the Army, and then when I got out, went to Florida State and started working in the medical space in sales. I was in medical device sales and laboratory sales and pharmaceutical, and just by chance ended up, you know, kind of stumbling into this technology. I was selling lab tests on my own and came across this company in England that had this test, and it was interesting because it was a way to, you know, change your health, but it was also something that was affordable to people. And it's really, I spent a lot of years selling stuff that just exorbitantly expensive. Like some of the tests that we sold were $5,000, $6,000. They were just really exacerbating the insurance industry. And not that there's no benefit to it, because there is, but there are ways to treat your health that really the average person can afford, whether or not they have the best insurance or not. And this is really the area that I tried to go to.
Right. Wow. Well, I am so excited. Yeah. So when I met you on Facebook and reached out to you and asked you to be on my show, I had no idea what I was in for. So we got the test results back, and you know, I went through a lot last year. I got hit by a school bus. They found a lump. You know, I've been working to get my health back, you know, and as a survivor, I decided to walk down this road to find out exactly what is in my body that maybe, and I'm not saying that you can tell me exactly, like, you know, what, but as far as food sensitivities goes, is what you are definitely.
Yeah. So before we go over the results, don't kill the messenger, right?
Yes.
I'm not responsible for what you can or can't eat.
And
we already
agree.
Went over a few things that I've looked at, and we can adjust them. But so it's not just food, though. It's also at the very back of the test, and I didn't print that out. There's a vitamin and mineral imbalances, so it'll tell you if you're high or low on particular vitamins or minerals. So you know, kind of lead your supplementation that way. It also covers off on environmental things. And a lot of the things here are also things that are found in topical things like shampoos and makeup and stuff like that. So they can also affect your intolerances the same as food.
I have heard that. So I'm really trying to go completely all 100% here. So in the year 2022, I'm going to be doing it. Mm-hmm. And going, you know, because I am a holistic health coach, so certified. And I am just went to school and got my certification. So I'm looking into all this and really turning things around. I've always used non-chemicals to clean with. I have my own house cleaning business. So,
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to go through the report real
quick. Yeah, let's do that. Let's go through the report a little bit.
So just like you did when you ordered the report, you just went online and to youcarry.com and you entered the code or you entered your name and information, ordered the kit. They ship you the kit. There's a code on the little sample bag that you enter in to register your kit. And you send the sample in to us. And within a few days, you know, we run the test and you got the results. So you just log back in and you can view the results and you can go through, you know, you can just look at severe or it's color coded. So the red would be things you're severely intolerant to, the yellow or moderately, and the green is okay. And then in the very back is vitamin and mineral imbalances. So
right.
What I printed out for you, when the reports, you look at them, we rank everything from the most intolerant to the least intolerant. So it's the very top one might be 99 or 100%. Like you should just completely stay away from it. And then when it gets into the green, you're at below 50% intolerance, and we figured that's not really an issue. So what I printed out was all the reds and a third of the yellows, so about 38 of the yellow of moderate intolerances, and then all the reds. So these are the things that you should probably try and stay away from. What we recommend when you get these reports, there's going to be a lot of things on here that you don't really come in contact with, so it's not an issue, but look for the things that you do come in contact with and try and stay away from it for at least a month to 6 weeks. And at that point, the things that once you eliminate them from your diet, you should start feeling better. And then you can add in the things that you really don't want to do without, like you mentioned, artichokes.
Yes, I was kind of depressed a little bit. I have to admit, I love my artichokes. And there was a few things on the list that I had actually was doing, like peanut butter and celery and things like that. But I am willing and able to help myself to figure all this out, because this is part of the program and learning to stay away from those foods in the very beginning, but then adding them into my diet later. So I do agree with that.
Right.
You know.
So, I mean, full disclosure to your listeners, we went over this a little bit over the phone. So I'm glad we had that chance, because I wanted to address some of the questions you had. So going through in the red parts here, you had some chemicals like calcium oxide, and those are more in acidic foods. So that's really, you know, it's kind of a balancing agent for acidic foods. And if you're not really coming in contact with that, or sausage, then that may not be an issue. But when you come into something that tends to be a higher acidity, you may want to look and see if that item is on the ingredient list.
Yeah, I've seen that ingredient before.
Right. And then some of the other things here are really mostly in sweetener substitutes, so like Splendas and Equals and things like that. That would be where it came into play. So if you're tending to eat more organic foods, that probably is not going to be an issue for you. But if you're trying to eliminate foods and you do have a lot of low-calorie stuff where they use artificial sweeteners to add flavor and sweetness to it, then that would be where some of these other things come into play.
Yeah, I educate on artificial sweetener to stay away from it. I don't use it, so.
The other two chemical items here, one of them's in peanut butter, right? So that was the one that was a sticking point, right? Because it said peanut butter, but it's not peanut butter in general. It's a preservative. But if you have an organic peanut butter, then you're not going to have the issue with it. This is like a processed peanut butter. So if you went to a health food store and bought a natural peanut butter, you wouldn't have this in there. So you can still have your peanut butter.
Oh, well, thank you. I love my peanut butter.
You just have to get it organic.
Okay.
And a lot of these, some of these things are also in shampoos and moisturizers and deodorants. So really, you know, you have the chemical name of it. So how I would use this if it were me, when I go and I, you know, everybody's kind of brand specific on things that they use for the shampoos or deodorants or whatnot, just look through the ingredient list. And if it's on there, try a different product. If it's not on there, then you're good. And again, we're only trying to eliminate this for, you know, 4 to 6 weeks.
Wow. Okay.
The rest of this stuff, I'm not sure exactly what, you know, we mentioned clarified butter. You have a few cheeses on here, some juices.
Well, it's funny that you said clarified butter, because I did actually use some of that on my popcorn, and I did not feel good. I was instantly in the bathroom.
Yeah.
So that is something I stay away from now. So since it's that you put it on the list, I'm looking at that going, yep, that was one of them.
Cherry flavor, I don't know. The olive thing, it's only the Spanish olive. So you mentioned that you like olives, but there are other olives besides Spanish olives. So,
yeah,
there's Greek olives, right?
Yes, I do like my Greek olives on my Greek salad. So
you can still have olives. I haven't taken that completely away from
you. So tell me about the pineapple, because I do like to chop pineapple up and put it in the freezer. I freeze my fruit because I wasn't a great big water drinker, and now I am. So I freeze a lot of my fruit. And the berries, that really concerned me, the strawberries that I like to eat.
The strawberries, and again, that goes back to a mold, right? So that was on your red, but it's only a mold that shows up sometimes on the fruit. So it's not something that's on every single fruit. It's just a mold that shows up sometimes. I looked at it, and it's not on every single strawberry. It's just if you're going to find it, that would be where it would be in different fruits.
But what if you freeze your fruits? Do you know about that?
That I don't know. I'd have to get back to you, but that's a possibility. And
okay.
Probably
I was just wondering.
Probably washing your fruits would eliminate a lot of it, because it's not inside the fruit. It's on the outside. It's a mold that grows on it.
Oh, yeah. I'm guilty of forgetting to wash my fruit. I used to soak it in apple cider vinegar, but then I didn't like that taste.
Interestingly enough, you had an oil on here that also had a clarified butter on it, so that came up more than once.
Okay. What oil was that?
Ghee oil.
Ghee oil.
But it's a type of clarified, it's a derivative from clarified butter, so that came up multiple times as well. You've got a few proteins on here that you need to stay away from, pork mostly.
I don't eat pork.
And then flounder and haddock.
I don't eat flounder and I don't eat haddock.
And you have sheep's liver on here. I don't know who eats a lot of lamb liver, but...
I don't eat lamb.
Well, then you're good. And everything else is pretty standard
now,
stuff. You've got some nuts on here.
What about the coena? I eat that a lot.
I mean, again...
You said you just eliminate it for 4 to 6 weeks and then see what happens. But I'm just saying that, so these are things that are food tolerance to my body.
They're intolerances, yeah. So
intolerances.
But if you take away everything and then you eliminate and allow your body to adjust, you can start adding things back in, because the collectiveness of all of this, like say there's maybe 10 things on here that you typically eat regular, right?
Yes.
And you eliminate all 10 of them, your body adjusts. And then you introduce one at a time, it may not be the same severity.
So
collectively, you know, it's not 2 + 2 = 4. It's 2 + 2 = 5 or 6 or 7. So the collective of all of the intolerances at the same time might be more severe than any one thing. So if quinona is one thing that you just like, I'm not going to do without it, try adding it in, see how you feel. And if you don't feel any worse, then so be it. Same thing with your, you know, you have artichokes in here. If that's a thing that, okay, I'm going to add that back in, you just keep adding things in. If you start noticing symptoms and you know, like, I'm sorry, I liked it, but I like feeling better, better.
So, we can't fight against our bodies, right? Our bodies are wanting what they want, what it wants. So
yeah,
this is great technology. It's just, yeah, I was a little bit surprised about some of the stuff, but I do understand the aspect of it that I can add it back in later. And I understand if someone is on a whole lot of supplements, and I'm not, just so you know, I do take my apple cider vinegar, but I don't take supplements every single day.
Right.
So if you're putting a whole lot of stuff in your body, it can tend to confuse your body.
Mm-hmm.
So I do understand that aspect of it, where that would work if you wanted to add.
Right. And then also in, you know, anywhere from 4 to 6 months from now, if you want to come back and take it on the test, you can do that as well. Because first off, your body changes. You know, your cells duplicate, you know, so you can be intolerant to something 6 months from now that you weren't intolerant to today. And also... sometimes the noise level of your current intolerances are so high that it drowns out lesser ones. So as you eliminate those, the other ones kind of rise to the surface and you can kind of fine tune that a little bit. So that's why we recommend, you know, you can come back like every 6 months and just take it and just rerun the test. And actually at Eucari, we have programs where you can take a test regular, and it's like a subscription. So it's not just a $69.99 every time. You can get a subsequent test for a significant discount.
Oh, wow. So after I take my first test, I can take more tests.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we can just keep playing with this to see what makes the body feel better.
Yeah. And then we also, you know, if you have a Yorkie, so we have a bundle, so you can add tests for your kids or for your pets, and it drops the price of the test down dramatically as well. So.
Oh, wow. Well, this type of technology is really needed in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you said that it originally came from England?
Well, the technology came from Germany.
Germany?
But the lab that I came in contact with was out of England at the time. And that's really where a lot of the labs that the test in the United States are from. So most of the companies that you see online that use bioresonance technology, mm-hmm. they get the test, send it to a PO box, and then at that point they batch process it and ship it overseas.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
No, that's okay.
And then, so it takes a little bit more time to get your results than us, because we actually have a lab equipment here in the United States. It's right here in Tampa, actually, over by the airport. So,
oh, great.
We're one of the few people that actually have the technology here.
So shoot out your information, Russ, so that people know how they can get a hold of this test, because I'm going to use this in working with my clients with holistic health coaching. Mm-hmm. And see if this helps them when they take the test to see exactly what's going on, what they need to maybe eliminate a little bit and then make them feel better. And I think it's just amazing. I really do.
Okay. Well, again, it's ucari.com. So you can go on there, and we have doctor videos on there and different information about food intolerances. We also are on Amazon, so you can purchase tests there if you're a Prime member or something, and that's, you know, everybody gets a little lazy, like stuff shipped right to the door. So that can be a conduit for that. And recently we launched a retail program. So we're in a number of pet supply places and natural health food stores. Actually in Abby's in Tampa and Chuck's Natural Foods. And
you're in Chuck's Natural Foods?
Yep.
Oh, wow. I have a friend whose name is Shari, and she has the vegan program there.
Yeah.
She does a lot of vegan foods and really great foods to eat.
So we're picking up. We've signed with a couple of brokers, so we're going to be we should be national and retail locations.
Wow. I wonder if she's watching right now. That's cool. I'll have to tell her that it's a small world. I love Chuck's. Mm-hmm. I really do. I've been there several times. We've done some things with circulation magnetic therapy there.
Mm-hmm.
We've helped some people. We've done some events. I'm planning on doing some events coming up, some really great events that I would love for you to be a part of.
Okay.
For Russo's Pizza in Clearwater. It's awesome. We're going to be doing some events there. My very first event that's coming up is on Saturday, the 18th of December from 2 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking for vendors. If anybody out there is a vendor and they want to bring the Christmas show on, I'm going to have Santa, and we're going to do a drop gift. We're going to do gifts for children,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to do many more events there. We've got one coming up again in January. I'm getting ready to set the date for that one, and I'm going to have a lot of holistic health coaches, nurses, practitioners, chiropractors, people that do the things that you do.
That's the big Definitely. One you were mentioning?
That's the big one that I'm going to have, yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be health and wellness. So, because January is health month.
I know.
Let's all get started, guys, before 2022, right? We all got to get on that health wagon.
That's when the gyms get crowded, and then they start waning out. Like January.
Why does that happen, I wonder? I've started to stay consistent with things, because consistency is the key, and I really do believe mm-hmm. that. So it's good that you're saying that I can get these tests consistently, because I really am interested in finding out consistently what's going on with my body.
Mm-hmm.
And it does help to see exactly what we can do to get healthier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and my program is all about mindset, drinking lots of water, eating great nutrition, exercise, and sleep.
Right.
And so it just really fits right along in there.
The other thing, too, coming up with January in mind, with everybody's, you know, obviously January is New Year's resolution. I'm going to lose weight. This is when I'm finally going to get to the gym. But if you're trying to lose weight and you're suffering from food intolerances, one of the bigger side effects from it is bloating and water retention. And there's nothing more frustrating than to be going to the gym and you're putting your time in on a treadmill or whatever you're doing.
Oh, yeah, it's really frustrating.
You're buckling your pants and it's not going down, and you just feel like, look, I'm just not, you may be losing weight, but my clothes don't fit any different. And really, if you eliminate the wrong foods from your body, then a lot of that water retention goes away, a lot of the intestinal bloating goes away, and you feel like you're making more progress, and it also increases your performance in the gym as well. So it, you know, it comes in a lot of levels, but for somebody who's, you know, especially trying to make that turn into New Year's where I'm going to, you know, reduce my waistline a little bit, something like this would dramatically make an effect on that.
Definitely make a dramatic effect.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Well, we have a caller.
Yes, you have Brittany on the line.
All right, awesome. So I did want to talk to you guys about a wonderful event that's coming. And I have Brittany on the line, and she's doing this event in Sarasota. And it's going to be in a big circus arena, Roberts Arena. And she's on the line right now. Brittany?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Awesome. So I'm glad you got my email, girl. We just wanted to talk to you for just a minute about this awesome event that I'm doing this weekend. So tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So this is the 2021 Show Folks of Sarasota Holiday Circus Festival in Sarasota at Robarts Arena and Sarasota County Fairgrounds. Every year for the last, this is now actually the 54th year that Show Folks of Sarasota has put on an end-of-year fundraising event. Last year, due to COVID, we decided to bring it outdoors, invite more people, help out the community. So it's grown since last year already. We're really excited. We're going to have Mayor's Feed the Hungry program there. We're going to have One Blood with the Blood Bus, over 50 craft vendors and businesses inside of Robarts, and outside we will have a bunch of free entertainment, free pictures of Santa, food trucks, all kinds of stuff.
Wow, Brittany, I'm so glad to be a part of it too. I'm going to be bringing my team to teach people how to renew their body with light frequencies patches. So it's going to be amazing. I can't wait. And I'm so glad that
you're really excited to have you.
Yeah, I'm excited to be broadcasting too. I'm going to be doing some live stuff. We're going to be talking about the event. We're going to be going live. And that is just so awesome that you called in today to tell us all about it. So the hours are, again, and any other information that we want to throw out there, we got another couple minutes.
All right. So it will be Friday, December 10th from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, December 11th. From 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, December 12th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. There's going to be multiple shows all day long. You can like us on Facebook, Show Folks of Sarasota. We keep everything updated on there. On Saturday, we're going to have fireworks that night.
Wow.
That's going to be a lot of fun, too.
That'll be cool, yeah. Well, thank you so much, Brittany, for getting on today. Just wanted to make sure everybody knew about that wonderful event. Please come see me, and you know, we will have lots and lots of fun and shopping. Let's keep the money in the community, right?
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much, Brittany. We appreciate you, and I can't wait to meet you on Saturday or on Friday. Yeah.
I'll be there.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling 106.1 Tantalk Radio and Living a Healthy Lifestyle Show. Have a blessed day.
Thank you.
And so I just want to thank you so much for being on the show today, Russ. And is there anything left that you would like to say about the tests and the results and anything else that you would like to say?
No, I would ask that you try and stick to eliminating those things for a month or so, and just let me know how you feel. Just give me a call. I'd be curious. You know, obviously I've tried it myself, and we have thousands and thousands of customers that have tried it, but, you know, you have a voice, so your feedback.
Yes, we have to have a voice and tell everybody about these food tolerance tests. They're just awesome.
Yeah, so just tell people about Eucari, and if you feel good about it, you know, just recommend it, and, you know, we'd appreciate any referrals you give us. We're trying to do our best to promote good health, and like I said, you know, we donate money to charitable causes. Like right now we're in UNICEF, so things like that. You know, every test that we buy, that somebody buys, also contributes to a greater good as well, beyond their personal wellness.
That is so amazing when we can help charities. I know that I'm going to be helping some charities. I love working with these charities, the Miracles Outreach I'm working with. I'm also working with someone in Voices. That's a brand new organization that helps women and children that are getting out of the, unfortunately, the trafficking, you know. And I've been helping them with those organizations.
That's the lady that works with Shirley, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you personally know her.
Yeah. We donated some tests to those girls.
Miriam.
So, yep. Yep.
Oh, well, that is awesome. Well, we'll have to tell Miriam about that and that she'll be on the show too in January. So we've got some Motown coming up on January 8th. I'm really excited about that. We've got the events that are going to be happening at Russo's Pizza. I'm so excited to be doing those events. We're going to be doing Comedy Night on December 16th. And I've decided to jump out of my comfort zone, Russ.
I'm gonna do it.
All right. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna get on stage and I'm just gonna do a little improv. I don't really, you know, I like to make people laugh. Mm-hmm. I really do. So, and then, you know, we've just got some amazing things coming up. And so I really wanna thank everybody for joining the show today. You know, Living Healthy Lifestyle Show couldn't be here without you, without our viewers and people that really wanna learn about your health and wellness. And my number, if you want to get in touch with me, I can sit down with you and help you. I turned my whole entire health around last year. It was not a good thing that I had heard last year, and I turned it all around, and I'm looking at a totally different health report this year. I really am, and I'm very, very happy about that. So I'm Carrie K. Davis on social media. You can find me on Facebook or on Instagram, Carrie K. Davis, K-A-Y Davis. And my number is 515-822-4877. I'm an Iowa girl. So that's 515-822-4877. I just lived there for 22 years. Slid down my driveway in the winter time. But thank you guys for joining the Living a Healthy Lifestyle show. And next Tuesday, don't miss next Tuesday, we're going to have Quinn, the comedy queen. Okay, I saw her the first time at Kokanee's Comedy Club, and she made me laugh so hard. It was just so enlightening to meet someone that is very clean. She's very clean comedy. Mm-hmm. And I like that because you can be clean and you can be funny and you can be, you know.
Right.
Yeah. And if people really relate more to that, I think, mm-hmm. especially, well, the restaurant that we're going to be doing a lot of events in at Russo's, you know, it's going to be clean comedy. Mm-hmm. So that's December 16th. And I believe they're going to be doing that from 9 o'clock, I think. I don't remember what time it was. But anyways, guys, thank you so much for joining. And next week, don't miss the show. Also, follow me on all the social medias. Call me if you want to set up an appointment. I have an amazing light frequency technology that will help you to repair the damage in your body. It's pretty amazing. So, right. Thank
Carrie,
you, guys.
Thank you for having me on.
Yes,
and
thank you so much.
If you have any more questions, you have my number. Just give me a call.
Yes, Russ, I really appreciate you and the test results. Mm-hmm. And I promise not to shoot the messenger. Don't All shoot right. the messenger. You know, because we don't always hear the right results that we thought we wanted to hear, but they're definitely the results that we need to get to our next step in our body's
yep.
health.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining. Have a beautiful day. This is Carrie K and Living a Healthy Lifestyle Show. God bless you guys.
Talk Radio 106.1.